Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Hey, hey, David.
Hi, Robin. Keeping warm?
Oh, barely. It's really something out there. It's serious. So serious that our chickens came out and had a little bit to eat and went right back in. Mm-hmm. Their little coop.
I feel the same way. I just this minute, just before we started recording, I had to take our dog out, and she had no interest in going to the bathroom. She's like, nope.
Yep.
I don't want to be out here. I'll hold it.
Sure. I get it. Oh, man. I'm so grateful. Speaking of that, just makes me so grateful for indoor plumbing. You know, I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
We forget the things that we take for granted, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well. Shall we take a look at the calendar?
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. We are in the re-enrollment period. So I assume we'll have a little more to say about that coming up. February 15th is the next town hall meeting from 6:30 to 7:30. I think we have a little more to say about that in a moment too. February 16th, grade 5 parent meeting, 6:15 to 7:30. February 22 through 26th, the parent-teacher conference and winter break. February 22nd, subject teacher, parent-teacher conferences, and March 1st, school resumes after the break. So we should probably talk about that town hall meeting.
Let's do it. So Monday, February 15th, 6:30 to 7:30 via Zoom. We hope that you can join us for the PRWS town hall meeting. The primary focus of the meeting will be on our school's COVID plan and participation in the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program. If you have a question that you'd like to see addressed at the meeting, please submit it via the Slido link that is available in this week's Lunchbox Express. The Zoom meeting link is right there in the body of the Lunchbox Express, and we will send that out again on Monday. Hope you can make it.
Yeah. Okay, re-enrollment.
Re-enrollment. It seems, maybe to everybody else, it seems really early, especially when it's, you know, 10, 15 below zero. And you think, how? What? September 1st is like eons away.
A lifetime.
Who's thinking about that? Well, I'll tell you who's thinking about that. We at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School are thinking about that because there is so much that goes into planning the next school year. There's enrollment forecasting, which informs the budget, which informs the hiring and the staffing and, you know, all of those good things. So it's essential that folks get their intentions into us so that we can begin that planning. Mm-hmm. This is something that we do, you know, all throughout the year. So today is the last day. You can drop your forms off right in the drop box right outside of the school. There are forms right outside the school in the document box. You can also get that form online. Jen will check that box first thing on Monday morning, and the tuition adjustment forms go directly to our accounting firm. We have a third-party accounting firm that does our tuition adjustment process here, and they will process those straight away. And so anything that comes after has to be processed separately, and that incurs additional fees from accountants that the school really just can't absorb. So if it seems steep, and indeed it is, but I promise it's not punitive. Somebody questioned that recently, and I honestly always love those questions because I forget that folks don't have all of the inside intel that we have. And so anyway, so please get your forms in, and we're so glad that you choose Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School, and we're so glad that you're here.
Yeah. Get them in this weekend. Mm-hmm. All will be good.
Yep. Let's see. And don't forget that to complete the re-enrollment process, once you've turned in your forms, each parent will need to schedule a recommitment meeting to review and finalize your participation and financial contract for the coming year. And you can sign up directly from the Lunchbox Express. There is a sign up Genius link, and Jen and I will be meeting with families on Mondays and Wednesdays, right up through the end of the school year. But sign up early because appointment times are limited. Mm-hmm. Any questions, please email Jen Casilius or call the school office, 637-7828. Thank you. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Did you see that PRWS made headlines?
I did not see that.
Ah, due to our participation in the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look for it in the Vernon Broadcaster this week. It's a little bit more about the program. Carrie and Dan are quoted, Carrie Trevoronis and Dan Brown, who has led the inquiry into the school choice designation. And so share it with your friends.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And also remember the application period for eligible families for the school choice program is through April 15th. If you have any questions about it or whether your family may be eligible, they have a website. There's a link from the lunchbox here. And again, it's one of the main topics for the school meeting on Monday night.
Indeed.
Hey, there's a nice new feature in the lunchbox, the class spotlight. What's that about?
Well, we're all missing each other, and we really rely on our regular assemblies in usual years to really see what the children are up to, and then, of course, the children seeing what different grades are up to. And because we're really moving around as cohorts, we don't have that option quite like we do in usual years. And so we will, through the end of the school year, spotlight a different class each week with photographs and some words from their teacher about what they're working on. So a virtual assembly of sorts.
That's a great idea.
A virtual assembly in stills and narrative.
Yeah.
How does that sound? It's really sweet. This week, it's the second and third grade doing a block on measurement and time. And the second and third grade made sundials. And they've been doing some woodworking, and it's really very sweet. And then also there's a bit in there from Jerry about what the second and third grade is working on in handwork. It's really very sweet. Be sure to check it out.
Yeah, lovely. So no hearing and vision screening this year due to COVID-19. Our annual hearing and vision screening will not be taking place for our students. If you have any concerns about your child, please make an appointment outside of school. We hope to bring this back next year.
Parent-teacher conferences are coming up. They're right around the bend. That was not always my favorite time growing up. No. I'll just say that. But I really love it as a parent. So subject teachers also welcome an opportunity for parents to meet with them as a group for parent-teacher conferences. In the interest of safety precautions and confidence in planning, February conferences will be held via Zoom. Appointments will be available Monday, February 22nd, starting at 9 a.m. to noon. Please note, just as with in-person conferences, virtual conferences should be a private conversation with teachers and parents and guardians, and children should not be present. If you are interested in scheduling a time for a conference, please contact Stephanie Pedretti by Friday, February 12th. Today is Mr. Schmidt's half birthday. Can we talk about this?
Happy half birthday, Mr. Schmidt.
Yes, I think it might actually be a little bit past. And every year, the seventh grade students, you know, since they were in the first grade, does something to surprise Mr. Schmidt on his half birthday. And this year, it just kind of passed. Profecate has always been instrumental in helping the children dream up some elaborate plan to help celebrate his birthday. Lo and behold, today, I'm sure he thought it wasn't going to happen, that ship had sailed due to COVID. Today, he was lured with his class into the gymnasium and was surprised by none other than a giant COVID pinata that was made by the seventh grade students. He was promptly blindfolded and, you know, did what you do. It was hilarious, just absolute hilarity ensued. Chocolate was everywhere. He was so delighted, and it was really
cathartic,
fun to watch.
I imagine.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
tasty.
It was really sweet. Yeah. You know, I took some pictures and I would really love to post them next week.
Because I love that. That's fun.
This is a beautiful pinata, and the ends of the coronavirus, you know, how you have all of those red, you know, sucker looking things or balls,
yep,
were actually foam clown noses. So then each student was able to have a clown nose over their mask when they were done. I mean, the whole thing was just absurd and lovely, and just something that I'm sure that they'll always, always remember.
So great.
Yeah. Purposes. If so, please email Jen Casilius at pleasantridgewaldorf.org.
And we're in the middle of the raffle season.
Holy smokes, it's 5 weeks away, the drawing. Woo. So this year.
You're going to win? You got a feeling about it?
You know, I'm not sure, but I feel like I've already won, and I'll tell you why. Because last weekend, my family went to Trillium Cottages and stayed at the Hilltop Cottage. And that, in fact, is one of the prizes for some lucky winner. And I can tell you, I would love to win that prize and go back for 5 nights.
Nice.
It's such a beautiful place. And hey, if you need help selling tickets, don't forget that we have an email and Facebook template that you can modify and personalize to get out to your family and friends. Also, consider enlisting your children's help. Many parents find selling tickets as a family a fun goal to achieve together. It also provides a great opportunity to talk with our children about what the raffle makes possible and share with others what they especially appreciate about our school. All raffle tickets and accompanying payment are due Monday, March 15th. The raffle drawing is on Saturday, March 20th, and will be aired live via Facebook Live, so be sure to tune in.
I remember that last year. That was really fun. Except I didn't win. It would have been more fun if they'd drawn our name, but we've had our time. It's okay.
You've won a few times.
We actually have won.
How many times have you won?
Well, I know we got a grand prize 1 year. My goodness, we went to Costa Rica.
Oh, man.
It was crazy. And then another time, I want to say it was second prize, we got a trip to Chicago. Yeah, no.
Dang, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, so keep plugging away on those tickets if you haven't got them sold yet. Or I think we still have a few people to hit up for those. And next thing you know, we'll be drawing and celebrating.
I generally don't start selling my tickets right away. I usually, around that 4 or 5 week mark, start really reaching out to folks and encouraging sales. And I can't tell you, we've had a number of family and friends ask about it this year.
Oh.
Because they look forward to that, and you know, they want to know what the prizes are. They're always different. You know, so it's really exciting.
Yeah.
So we have a group of folks who love to support the school. We have not yet sold a winning ticket, and this may just be the year.
Mm. I got a good feeling for you.
Well, thank you. Here's hoping.
All right, we have a new family, another one to celebrate. Welcome to the Peterson family. Jason Peterson, Casey Grissom, and Mila, sixth grade, and Kai, who's over at youth. Mila's classmate of Francis's. Happy to have her join, yeah.
Wow, and is Kai in the same grade as the other Kai at Youth Initiative?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Okay, because that Kai would be in Peter's class, right?
Exactly, yep.
Right,
sophomore. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, Mila and her family moved to Viroqua late December, the night of the first big snowstorm of this winter. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, good heavens. And they're from Tucson.
Her. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
Ouch. She arrived with her Papa Jason, her Mama Casey, her brother Kai, who's 17. Now, that'd be older than Peter's class, I think. Two dogs, Finn and Presence, and her beloved lazy cat, Naraya. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. The family comes from the dry, hot Sonoran desert, Tucson, as you say, and they're reveling in the cold winter days and snow. This is apparently written in their voice. We moved here to build our permaculture dream farm and movement space, enjoy the outdoors in the Driftless region, and are so excited to join this beautiful Viroqua community. And we're excited to have you join us. Welcome.
Okay. We have some community news to share. It's Valentine's Day, just around the corner, and Thoreau's Garden is the perfect place to get gifts and beautiful flowers for loved ones. For this particularly tender holiday, we are offering many different affordable floral arrangements and cut flowers, including but not limited to mini roses, hibiscus, azaleas, cyclamen, and more. Oh, I thought that said morels. I was like, what?
Yum.
Okay. So, do you need a last-minute bouquet and gift? We are open on Valentine's Day from 11 to 3 p.m. Take a stroll through our storefront and greenhouses to pick out the perfect gift for a special someone. From locally grown plants to locally made art, you are sure to find something that you will fall in love with.
I'm definitely heading there.
Yeah, me too. Oh my gosh, I'd love to walk around that greenhouse right now. And you know, they're doing microgreen shares and I have to go pick mine up today.
Oh.
So that's a perfect opportunity for me to go. And so I think that they'll be open all weekend too. And so Thoreau's Garden, of course, is in the Growing for Good space.
Right.
they have really done a beautiful job with their students, and they have all kinds of cool projects going on. So be sure to stop in.
Nice. I haven't been there yet. I will see it this weekend.
Awesome. There's a free sofa up for grabs. Be sure to check out the Lunchbox Express. It's just too big for its existing living room. Perhaps you have a bigger living room and you need a bigger couch. Thoreau College is hiring. There is a great description if you're looking for a job. They have a couple of different part-time and full-time positions. That's a great organization. And finally, there is a free online event on Sunday, February 21st from 2 to 5 via Zoom. It's a film project and a debrief session after each film. It's a two-part series called Amplifying the Voices of Black Youth and Their Parents in the La Crosse Area. You can register right online. This will take place via Zoom. If you have questions, please contact Dodie Whitaker. Or if you'd like more information, you can also phone her at 608-632-0150. Oh, that sounds great. I've registered. Please join us.
Nice. All right. I think that's about it, eh?
I think so.
Okay.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Take care. Stay warm.
Yeah. Oof. Just a few more days is going to get back. And we can start, the dogs can start pooping and comfortably again outside.
Yes, I know. It's something that's to look something, forward to.
Exactly what I was going to say. All right, everybody. Thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Take care.